Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is Rambo had Jesus on his side. I don't know about you, but Rambo on First Blood, it's a 1982 action film. Yes, Rambo First Blood and Rambo First Blood Part 2, Rambo Part 3 and Part and just regular Rambo. I want to tell you, I believe that Rambo understood who Jesus was. And I believe that Jesus was with Rambo. Yes, Rambo is an 1882 action film directed by Ted Kotcheff, co-written by a starring Sylvester Stallone as Rambo, John Rambo, a troubled and misunderstood veteran. You know, there's a lot of correlations between Jesus and Rambo. And I believe that Rambo really understood Jesus. And I believe that Rambo really knew Jesus. And I believe that there's a lot of correlations. There's a lot of factors between the two. There's a lot of common attributes that we're dealing with here. John Rambo understood who Jesus was. Now, John Rambo was misunderstood. He was a misunderstood veteran with Sheriff Will Teasel as his nemesis and Colonel Samuel Troutman as his former commander and the only ally. Yes, this film was released on October 22nd, 1982. Very interesting that John Rambo shows the psychological after effects of the Vietnam War, particularly the challenges faced by American veterans attempting to reintegrate into society. Oh yeah, come on somebody. John Rambo, he was a former member of an elite United States Army Special Forces unit who was awarded the Medal of Honor for his service in the Vietnam War. And in December of 1981, Rambo, he's in the search of one of his friends from his unit, Delmar Berry, and soon learns that he had died from cancer due to Agent Orange exposure. Although not yet revealed to the audience, Rambo knows he is now the last surviving member of his unit. Yes. The scene cuts to Rambo enter into a fictional small town of Hope, Washington, actually filmed in Hope, British Columbia, on foot. With his long hair and military-style coat, he is quickly spotted by the town's arrogant and abusive sheriff, Will Teasel, who decides that Rambo is a drifter and drives him out of town in his police car. Rambo immediately heads back towards town, angering Teasel, who arrests him. Now, see, Rambo was my favorite movie, and probably a lot of you guys out there, you really love Rambo. Rambo and Rocky, and I gotta tell you, these are real movies that was once in the 1980s, but I'm here to tell you today, the only thing that we have on television is corruption, evil. That's the only thing we have, is evil and corruption. But see, Rambo could relate to Jesus, because Rambo was homeless, and he was a drifter. Not only was Rambo homeless and was a drifter, he had difficulty adjusting to civilian life and wandered the country as a drifter for almost a decade. Rambo didn't have a home. Well, in Matthew 8:2, Jesus said, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." You see, Jesus Christ was a drifter. Jesus Christ went place to place, and he was also homeless. Yes, I believe Rambo and Jesus had a lot in common. I believe Rambo and Jesus had a lot in common. Not only was Rambo homeless, but Jesus was also homeless. Not only was Rambo was a troubled and disgruntled veteran, he was misunderstood by society. I don't know about you, but Jesus was also misunderstood by society, and his disciples also betrayed him. I think Jesus and Rambo had a lot in common. I think Jesus really understood Rambo, and Rambo really understood Jesus. And I think Jesus, he not only was misunderstood by the society, but his disciples betrayed him. When he was about to go to the cross, his disciples were sleeping. Judas betrayed him for silver. Peter denied him 3 times. Yes, he was crucified. He was an innocent man crucified on the cross. Yes. I believe society really misunderstood Jesus. I think today, society really misunderstands Jesus. I think our society in America, we want to take away Jesus. We want to take him away out of our schools. We want to take Jesus out of our church. We want to take Jesus out of every facet. Yes, we want to take Jesus out of our homes. We mock at marriages. The truth of the matter is, Rambo and Jesus had a lot in common. Yes, Rambo and Jesus had a lot in common. You know, Rambo didn't trust anybody, only his commander, Colonel Samuel Troutman. Yes, the Colonel Troutman, he was the only ally of Rambo. Rambo was a one-man show, and he was all alone. See, Rambo knew the hearts of the government. Rambo knew that the government had betrayed him. Yes, and Rambo, he was the last of a unique group of guys, and his only friend left was Delmar Berry. Yes, Rambo felt betrayed. But you know, Jesus Christ really understands Rambo. Rambo, I believe, understood Jesus. You see, Jesus was also betrayed, like Rambo was betrayed. You see, in Luke chapter 22, of verse 22, or chapter 22, verse 1, we see that Judas agrees to betray Jesus. Now the festival of the unleavened bread, called the Passover, was approaching, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Of course, then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12, and Judas went to the chief priest and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present. You see, Rambo was betrayed by not only his government, he was betrayed by that policeman when he walked into Hope, Washington. You see, as a veteran, that sheriff should have taken Rambo in and treated him very well. But unfortunately, Rambo didn't do anything wrong. He was just passing through town. He was just trying to get something to eat. But what happened? What happened? They said, "We don't want drifters. We don't want drifters," is what Will Teasel said, the sheriff. He said, "We don't want drifters in this town. You're scummy." So he was betrayed. Rambo was betrayed by the people that should have embraced him. And I believe today Jesus understands Rambo, and Rambo understands Jesus, because Jesus was betrayed by those that are closest to him. He was betrayed by his closest friends, his disciples. He was betrayed by the religious folks, the people that are supposed to be able to understand him. He was betrayed. He was betrayed by his disciples, and yes, he was betrayed by the Roman government. Also, Rambo was betrayed. Yes, John Rambo, Sylvester Stallone, yes, he is a former member of the elite United States Army Special Forces unit, who was awarded the Medal of Honor for his service in the Vietnam War. Yes, Rambo was a war hero. But did you know Jesus Christ was also a hero? Jesus Christ was also a hero. Yes, Jesus Christ rose in 3 days. Jesus Christ, he was a hero. There's a lot in common of Rambo and Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you. What a great 1982 film. Rambo was a loner, a drifter. Rambo was homeless. Rambo was misunderstood by society. Sounds like Jesus. You know, the scene cuts to Rambo enter into the small fictional town of Hope, Washington. Yes, with his long hair and his military style coat, he is quickly spotted by the town's arrogant and abusive sheriff. I don't know how many of these small boss hog town sheriffs really exist today. They're all over. He decided that Rambo was a drifter, and he drives him out of town of his police car. You know, Rambo was run out of town. How many of you have been run out of town? How many of you have been run out of your own town? How many of you, the corruption in your town is so bad you've been run out? Well, Rambo understood Jesus, and Jesus understood Rambo, because the Bible says in Luke 4:24, "Truly I tell you, he continued, no prophet is accepted in his hometown." Jesus Christ couldn't even go back to his hometown. Jesus Christ couldn't even go back to his hometown like Rambo. Rambo was a drifter. Jesus was a drifter. He went place to place. In Luke 4:24, it says, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. Yes, Rambo got run out of the town of Hope, Washington. Jesus also got run out of towns and not welcomed back to his hometown. Yes, Jesus and Rambo has a lot in common. Jesus and Rambo has so much in common. The truth of the matter is, I think personally, Rambo was really close to Jesus. Rambo understood the pain. Jesus understood the pain of loneliness. Rambo was lonely. Jesus was lonely. Rambo had long hair. Jesus had long hair and Of course, this is very debatable. In 1 Corinthians 11:14 reads, does not the very nature of things teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a disgrace to him? Yes, but we also know that Samson had long hair and it made him into the hawk. So, no, Jesus might not have had long hair if that's something you want to debate about. But we know that Samson surely did have long hair, and it is possible that Jesus Christ also had long hair. But that is also truly debated. Yes, Jesus and Rambo, they are a lot alike. Jesus and Rambo are a lot alike. Jesus is a good man. And Rambo was a good man. I really liked that film, that 1982 action film directed by Ted Kotcheff. I really liked that film. Yes, Rambo was something about American pride. Rambo needs to be back in our church. We need to have the spirit of Rambo. We need to have the spirit of Rambo back in this nation. We used to fight for what we believed in. Yes, we got to take care of our veterans. We got to take care of our veterans. We got to really take care of them and teach them and help them out. And without our veterans, America wouldn't be free. Over and over, every veteran that has returned from war has been treated terribly. And veterans, I want to tell you, Jesus understands you. Some of you can't integrate back in society. Some of you have lost missing limbs. Some of you still are fighting a war every day. I want to tell you that Jesus has not forgotten about you. Jesus understands Rambo, and Jesus understands our veterans today in America. Our veterans that are homeless, Jesus understands you. Our veterans that are misunderstood, Jesus understands you. Our veterans that people misunderstand you, Jesus understands you. Jesus loves veterans, Jesus, and it's too bad that our church today don't embrace veterans more. Don't embrace our military more. Don't embrace the returning soldiers more. We really need them back. We really need Jesus back. But you know, it's really sad that Rambo was arrested and tortured by police. Yes, Rambo, as he walked through the town of Hope, Washington, he was arrested and tortured by police. But, you know, in Mark 14:46, the Bible says that men seized Jesus and arrested him. Yes, Jesus was also arrested and tortured by Roman authorities. Some of you have been arrested. Jesus understands you. Some of you veterans that have been arrested, Jesus understands you. There's a lot of correlations between Rambo and Jesus, and I'm here to tell you that Jesus understands veterans and Jesus understands Rambo, and I'm here to tell you today that there's a lot of similars. There's a lot of similarities. You know, in the second installment of the series of 1985, Rambo is tasked by ISI Troutman to return to Vietnam and search for American POWs remaining in the Vietnamese captivity. Marshall Murdoch, the official in charge of the mission, is portrayed as a corrupt political figure who does not want to expose the truth. Rambo is not to engage the enemy, instead to order to take photographs of the North Vietnamese military base to prove to the American public there are no more POWs in Vietnam, although Murdoch knows that there are. Yes, Rambo is sent to a part of the jungle where Murdoch receives confirmation that no POWs were being held at the time. Rambo works with a Vietnamese woman named as Cobo, who is an anti-communist Vietnamese rebel serving as an intelligent agent for Rambo. Rambo discovers that there is a POW camp where he is to be dropped. POWs are rotated between camps and coincidentally are nearby when he was dropped. Rambo breaks one POW out of the camp and attempts to escape, only to be refused access to the base by Murdoch and to have himself and the POW recaptured by the Vietnamese soldiers. Yes, Rambo is immortalized in the pit of sewage and leeches, then tortured by Soviet soldiers who are allied by the Vietnamese and training Vietnamese soldiers. Co enters the base under the guise of a prostitute for hire, where she aids Rambo in escaping. After Rambo expresses his deepest gratitude for his rescue, the two share a kiss after Co implores him to take her back to America with him. As they prepare to move on, Co is shot down by surprise fire. Jesus understands Rambo. And Jesus understands our veterans. Jesus understands Rambo, and he understands our veterans who have fought in World War I, World War II. Jesus understands you. Rambo is taken by the ISI, Troutman, to return to Vietnam to search for an American POW's remaining in Vietnamese captivity. Rambo's mission was to set the captives free. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ also has that same mission. Jesus Christ also has that same mission, is to set the captives free. Jesus came to set the captives free in Luke 4, verse 18, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness, in Isaiah 42, 7. Jesus died to give us a new exodus, freeing us not only from slavery and Pharaoh, but from sin, Satan, and death. Yes, Jesus came to free us. If Jesus, the Son of Man, sets us free, we are really free, John 8:36. He is the Redeemer, the one who paid the price to ransom us from slavery. God the Father rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. Through Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins, in Colossians 1:13 and verse 14. His Last Supper was the new Passover, the meal celebrating freedom, in Luke 22:15. Finally, Jesus baptized us in the Holy Spirit and freed us from the fears that locked us in the upper room of John 20 and 26. Yes, Rambo came to free the POWs. Rambo had a mission to set the POWs and the captives free. Jesus Christ also had that same mission. Jesus also had that same mission, and Jesus would go into the remote part of the jungle if he had to. And Jesus would have went into any POW camp if he had to. Jesus would have went into any nation if he had to set the captives free. I'm here to tell you that Jesus wants to set you free today. Jesus wants to set you free from the captivity of your church. Jesus wants to set you free from the captivity of religion. Jesus wants to set you free from the captivity of the evil of this nation. I'm here to tell you that Jesus has come to set you free. Yes, Rambo understood Jesus, and Jesus understood Rambo. Jesus had a good understanding of Rambo, and yes, Jesus really loves our veterans. And he has a real good understanding of our veterans. And he understands how veterans have been used, abused, and spit out. Yes, we need to honor and salute every single veteran in the United States. We need to honor and salute every serving soldier of the United States. We need to thank those that have served, but not just in the United States. We need to thank those that have been fighting for the freedoms of America also. Those that fight for our Constitution and those that have fight for the Republic. We need to also salute them. Those that take a stand to fight for the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Yes. Jesus understood Rambo, and Jesus understood the veterans. You know, Marshall Murdoch, the official in charge of the mission, is portrayed as the corrupt political figure who does not want to expose the truth. Now, I do know that Rambo was not to engage the enemy, and instead is ordered to take photographs of the North Vietnamese military base to prove to the American public that there are no more POWs in Vietnam, although Murdoch knows that there are. Rambo was betrayed by government officials. And I think Jesus also was betrayed by government officials. And I also think America today, you're being betrayed by your government officials. You know, in chapter 27 of the Bible, of the book of Matthew, explains that Jesus was falsely accused of being an anti-government rebel. He appeared before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of the land of the Jews, and eventually is condemned, and Jesus then was beaten and mocked by the Roman soldiers. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into a praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together the crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff on his right hand and knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. They spit on him and took the staff and struck on him in the head again and again. And after they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put on his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify in Matthew 27:31. I think Jesus understood that what it was like to be betrayed by the man in charge. Rambo understood what it was like to be betrayed by Murdoch. He was the official charge of the mission. This man knew that they were POWs. He knew that they were POWs. But he sent Rambo out. And just like Rambo, he was immobilized in a pit of sewage and leeches, then tortured by Soviet soldiers who are allied with the Vietnamese and the training Vietnamese soldiers. So Jesus was led to be whipped. So Jesus was led to be nailed on the cross. And so Jesus was led to be mocked and robed and put a crown of thorn on his head. Yes, I believe that Jesus understood Rambo. And I believe that Rambo understood Jesus. And yes, Rambo had Jesus on his side. Rambo had Jesus on his side. And Rambo was in confined. And who does God send to help Rambo? Well, Co enters the base into the guise of a prostitute for hire, where she aids Rambo. A prostitute, well, she disguises as a prostitute. What about Rahab the prostitute? Rahab was used as a prostitute to help the Israelites. And also we see that Rambo, he accepts and expresses his deepest gratitude for his rescue. The two share a kiss, and after Co implores him to take her back to America with him, as they prepare to move on, Co is shot down by surprise gunfire. You know, Jesus Christ has a lot. You'll be surprised who will go into the kingdom of heaven. It will be Rahab the prostitute. And even Jesus said in Matthew 21:31, which of the two did the will of his father? They said the first. Jesus said, truly I say to you, that the tax collectors and the prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you. Yes, Jesus understands Rambo, and Rambo understands Jesus, and I believe that Jesus was on Rambo's side. Yes, I believe that Jesus was on Rambo's side, and I believe that there's a lot of common factors between Rambo and Jesus, and if you're like me, I have to say I really do love Jesus. If you're like me, I'd say we really need the heart of Rambo. We really need the heart of Rambo back in America. Yes, enraged Rambo then acts on his own initiative and starts a one-man rescue mission. He's stealing a Soviet helicopter and breaking all the POWs out of the captivity. After returning to the U.S. base in Thailand with all the POWs, Rambo becomes enraged at how the United States government had ignored the existence of surviving soldiers being held captive. Yes. Rambo was a one-man rescue team. But did you know Jesus was also a one-man rescue team? The Bible says that He came to rescue us from our sins. Jesus was a one-man rescue mission to set the captives free, who gave Himself over to sin to rescue us from the present evil age according to the will of the God the Father. Galatians 1:4. Yes, Jesus is a one-man rescue. And Rambo was a one-man rescue. Yes, Jesus understood Rambo. And Rambo had Jesus on his side. And Jesus understands our veterans. Jesus understands those that are in the military. Jesus understands you. Jesus understands you today, veteran. Jesus understands you that are homeless. Jesus understands you that are drifter. Jesus understands you that you can't hold a job. Yes. Jesus understands you, veteran, that you're misunderstood by society. Yes. Jesus understands that you don't trust many people, as Rambo only trusted Colonel Troutman. Jesus understands that friends have betrayed you. Yes, Jesus understands you've been betrayed by your friends. Jesus understands, veteran, that you've been betrayed by your government. Yes. But I'm here to tell you that you're a hero, and Jesus looks at you as a hero. Even though you might have lost a limb or a leg, you're still a hero, not only to America, but you are a hero to Jesus. Yes. Jesus understands you, veteran. Yes, Jesus understands, and He wants to liberate you. He wants to help you, and He wants to be with you. Jesus wants to be with you, veteran. Jesus wants to be with you, veteran. World War I, World War II, Korean, Vietnam, Iraqi. Jesus wants to be with you because He understands you, and Jesus understands Rambo. Yes, Jesus understands Rambo. And all you veterans, thank God for the women that are in your life. And all you veterans, you want to thank God for the women that have supported you through the difficult times, because Rambo wouldn't have been freed from the Russian if it wasn't for Cole. He wouldn't have been freed. And behind every good man, or should I say beside every good man, there is a good woman helping. Jesus understands you that have been mistreated by the government. Jesus understands you, veteran, when your claim has not been processed. Jesus understands you, veteran, when the government has treated you terrible after you've served 2 or 3 tours. Jesus understands you. Jesus understands you. Yes, and Jesus understands veterans. And Jesus understands. I want to pray for every veteran in America today. And I want to tell you that Jesus understands you. My dad was a Vietnam veteran. I'm an Iraqi veteran. And Jesus loves veterans. And church, if you don't honor your veterans in your church, then you are not doing a service to the Lord. These veterans are the only reason why we are free today. And we have a lot of people who have used their freedom to do evil. But it wasn't for the real veterans. And there's only 2 defining forces that ever died for anybody. It's only 2 forces that ever died for anybody. That was Jesus, and that was a United States soldier. They've only were willing to give up their life. Jesus understood Rambo, and Jesus was on Rambo's side. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. God bless.
Blessings.